Welcome back to the Steve Gerber Show. It's good to have you here. Every week we talk about your health and how to make sure you have the best, most productive, healthy life possible. One of the ways to do that, of course, is to make sure that in your golden years, in your senior years, you have the best care possible and the best living arrangements possible. Joining me now is Dr. Nicholas Menar. He's a practice leader at the Sparrow Medical Group, and he's a nursing home specialist and part of that team. Doctor, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone, obviously, at some point, generally tends to look down the road, either through an experience like my own. My mother was in a nursing home for a number of years because of a stroke, and so I became very familiar with the practices and had terrific care along the way. But certainly with everything that we've learned in the last few months, nursing homes can be vulnerable. We've learned that through the pandemic, and so obviously concerns have changed, I would say, in many ways. Where do you start when you talk about nursing homes and the best practices and talking about care and so forth?
Sure. Well, you know, I think we've recognized, especially here at Sparrow, that, you know, a lot of older patients, when they have a significant illness or they have to have a major surgery, a lot of times the great care that they get at Sparrow has to be continued in a nursing home setting. Usually a rehabilitation stay, and we hope that that would be short-term, maybe only a month or two, and then patients could hopefully return home. But that's not always the case. Sometimes they would need, you know, continued long-term care. So Sparrow really recognized that we could improve our quality of care if we can continue that care from the hospital to the nursing home, rehabilitation stay, and then hopefully back home.
Yeah, and you've pretty well described a good part of my experience. So what you have described is the experience. You go through a rehab period, and hopefully you go home and, you know, and improve. But you've got this brand-new program, the Nursing Home Specialist Program at Sparrow. So you're taking a different approach and looking at it in a different way. Do tell.
So what Sparrow wanted to do was, rather than have you leave the hospital and go into a new setting before you could go home, they wanted to keep that continuum of care going. So they wanted to put Sparrow providers within some of these local centers of excellence so that you had Sparrow care in the hospital, in the rehab, and then hopefully when you returned home to your Sparrow primary care physician.
Right, so you get back on your feet, back on track quicker, I guess, is your goal then.
Exactly. And one of the wonderful things about that is we can seamlessly track the story of your illness or surgery all the way through from the hospital and through rehab and then back to your primary care physician. So there isn't a big gap in care and a gap in the information. And that information is crucial, especially for your primary care provider to be able to know what happened and how can they continue to keep you on the road to recovery.
Yeah. In my experience, Dr. Nicholas Menar here, the practice leader for the Sparrow Medical Group Nursing Home Specialists team. My experience has been, and I've been to Sparrow for a variety of reasons, for myself, for others in my family. I was born there, and I've had the occasion to return when I would stub my toe, for example, on occasion, you know,
sure,
and check out the
yeah.
emergency room for quality, and quality check the emergency room every so often. Anyhow, my point being is that you have a family, a team there. And this sounds like an extension of that family, an extension of that team, because when you walk into Sparrow, it's not like you deal with one nurse or one doctor. It's like this group of professionals surrounds you, right? And to me, what I'm hearing here is a description of extending that even farther. Does that sound right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, I think of it almost like one of those relay races. So the ER passes the baton to the hospitalist team while you're in the hospital, and then that hospitalist team will pass the baton to us when you're in a rehab center, and then we'll pass that baton back to your primary care provider when you get home. And that way it's seamless. Nobody drops the baton.
And what have you seen, doctor? Because this is the real, I guess, putting the rubber to the road test. The outcomes you see as a result of doing it this way, the outcomes for the patients, their long-term recoveries, their overall quality of health, their quality of life, by taking this practice, I mean, that's got to be the real measurement, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, we want to improve the patient's experience, number one, and make sure that we fill in the gaps and make sure important things don't fall through the cracks. And we've already recognized, we've really only been going for about 4 months now, but it's amazing how many simple mistakes get made just in those transitions. A medication that didn't get ordered properly or one that didn't get ordered at all. we're able to see those things before they happen because we're following along in the same system, and we're preventing patients from having to go back to the hospital. So that really is our goal, is to keep patients moving forward and not having to backslide and head back to the hospital.
Yeah, that's
better
that's,
for them and
yeah,
better
absolutely.
For the health system.
Better outcomes. You know, you mentioned this, and so I'm kind of going to take a cue from this, but dropping the baton, if
yeah.
you're running track, dropping the baton, you get disqualified from the track meet, but you go on to the next day and the next track meet. You drop the baton in one of these transitions with a patient, it's far more serious.
Yeah.
It can be permanent. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's we're talking about people's lives here. So, you know, even sometimes a small error can, you know, grow into a really major problem for a patient. Certainly hate to think of something life-threatening, but that really is the case. And so we hope that, you know, being able to maintain this continuity of care will really improve safety for patients.
Dr. Nicholas Menar, MD, practice leader, Sparrow Medical Group, nursing home specialist team. How unique is this program to MidMichigan? How unique is it for families and for people here to experience this program?
Well, it is fairly unique. You know, we're really one of a kind in the MidMichigan area. So we model this program off of others in the state and around the country, but this is really the first of its kind for our area.
So it's very unique to Sparrow Hospital.
Yeah.
All right, if people want to find out more about the Nursing Home Specialist Program through Sparrow Medical Group and everything that you're doing, where do they go? What would you tell them?
So I would say they should go to the Sparrow website, sparrow.org, or they can certainly contact us at the Senior Health Center. Our number is 364-8670.
364-8670. Dr. Nicholas Menar, practice leader, Sparrow Medical Group, nursing home specialist. And we're trying to get to the best outcomes possible. That's the whole effort here. Doctor, I'll give you the last word.
Well, hey, I appreciate your time, Steve, and really for folks listening, I hope you'll consider using our practice for your loved ones, and we hope that we can provide the highest quality of care for you.
Dr. Nicholas Menar, thank you so much, Doctor.
Thanks for your time, Steve.
Quick break. We'll be right back.